Hello and welcome to You Awakening. This is your host, Jacqueline Johnston, here to welcome you to our spring launch with Kenji Kamara. Thanks for taking your valuable time to be part of this experience together, whether now or later on while listening to the replay. Your participation is very much welcomed and appreciated. Now please join me in welcoming my beloved friend and energy master, Kenji Kamara. If you've ever experienced his message, you know he's a master who walks the talk, who has integrated a higher level of consciousness. And if you've ever experienced his activations, then you know how powerful these transmissions are in freeing us from lack, limitation, and difficulty. Kenji, welcome to You Awakening. I feel like I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
Oh, you probably have. Thank you for inviting me. Especially for the show of your launch series. And hello, everyone out there. I'm sure there's many of you we haven't met yet, but we're meeting now. So thank you for attending.
Yes, thank you. Kenji, I'm wondering if we can begin. I've been sensing that we're right on the cusp or horizon of a big shift, an opportunity for accelerated transformation. What's your take on this?
Well, that's basically true. But, you know, in a way, we've kind of been on this cusp for going on 14 years. My feeling was there were certain points in the 60s that we were kind of moving into that, and then harmonic convergence in the 80s. Then we have a turn of the century. And, because of certain world events, I feel it's set us back collectively in our ascension process, but because there are certain beings that are doing work to reset all this, to reset the original timeline back into place, I feel that's one reason why it feels so intense for everybody. And if you just look at the world, you've got intensity going on everywhere. No one's immune to this intensity. And some people are fighting it, and you see that on the news, actually in fighting it, and you see it in other ways of more enlightened consciousness. So there's a whole scale of experiences that are, being received and also enacted out in a way. Yes, we are in the title, I wanted to create a kind of a funny title. A little catchy, but very appropriate for today. And so those of you that are feeling like you've been hung up and strung out and where is my zone, can't find it, it's because we're moving from one world to another. And that's always not an easy experience. And we've had many rises of civilization in which we've gone from one world to another. And, of course, that will always continue. We'll always be evolving that way. But the challenging part is when you're leaving one world and moving to next, you might spend, who knows, maybe a few months, maybe even a few years in a place where you don't have a lot of reference points. And that's where trust comes in. And so we're at that place now where we want to let go of our old reference to the crazy world that we've been raised in, and we know where we want to go, but we're not quite there yet, and there really isn't a reference point necessarily like here it is. It's almost like collectively we're creating this together, the new reference point. But we are going to energetically for the group in the activation, as a group, set a new reference point, which will be your low-end reference point. In other words, it'll be your grounding. Your new reference will be your grounding, and from that grounding, you're going to create another higher vibrational reference point, and that's how you climb up the ladder to heaven. This is symbology. Is that making sense?
Yes, it does. I was just really taking that in. So we really have quite a great deal of power collectively.
Yeah, when we focus it collectively, like on this show, these kinds of shows, or in an event, or a retreat, or anything that we do when two or more are gathered, yes, it definitely can affect the world. Now, you may not see the changes immediately, but I can pretty much guarantee that you will see the effects within your family, within your relationships, within your business, and everything else. You may not like what you see, and you may like what you see. But it's always for your highest good. And a lot of times we think, oh, this is where I need to be, but not really, because your higher self has the design. And so today is about disconnecting, if you will, from the old reference point and plugging in and creating a new reference point, which in one sense, in a stable sense, that's your spirit, that's your soul. So where we got hung up and strung out and are dealing with all this stuff is when we relate to our personality part to make the decision rather than our soul. And we do this all the time. We base our decisions, our little decisions, on our personality. That's why we recommend that one meditate every day in some way so you can tap in to your God self. Because, see, the original destiny of humanity, way back, now we're talking a long time ago, more than the mind can imagine. So in the beginning, there was this destiny template or pattern or reference point that each of us from that realm of oneness we created together and chose and decided to come to Earth to not only establish the principle of love, they call it the Christ consciousness, but also we came to move through all of our internal battles in a new kind of a way, not from the place where we've been doing battles, but from a place of joy and humor and laughter and ease and no effort and knowing and being. And that has taken thousands of lifetimes to learn how to master. It's not something you just come to Earth a few times and, okay, I got it, now I'm an ascended master. It takes a long time, considering evolution is a very in-depth process which goes on forever. So some of us are at the end point in like, okay, this is it. This is my, appears to be my last lifetime in a sense, but you can always come back. But a lot of us came going, okay, this is the final act of the play, and we're going to complete this drama here called Living on Earth. So we're going to do this individually, and that's how we do it collectively. So kind of like how you change the political system is not trying to change it, but by changing yourself. And as more people change themselves, then they're going to say no. But not from an angry voice, but from a place of love and compassion. See, the Dalai Lama has been showing that to us for how many decades? So imagine if you lost your home, literally. You lost your home, and you were outcast. What are you going to do? You going to hate the country that ousted you, or what? So we have a lot to learn from that man. He's a really wonderful example of how you can change things by not fighting. And, you know, we have all these internal wrestling matches all the time within ourselves. You know, the brain and the mind goes, yes, no, maybe, but, oh, I wish, but, I know I can, but.
Got it. That makes a lot of sense.
So,
are you open to taking a few questions from some of our listeners?
Okay, we'll take about 4,000 questions tonight. We'll condense it all into a few questions.
Well, I'm going to try to pick some of the most, the ones that most fit for everyone. And we have a question from Dan, who writes in from the Philippines. And what he says is, please explain how you experience what we call, quote-unquote, my free will. And how can we effectively use this in our awakening?
Oh, that's a great question.
Yes, it is.
All right. So to me, free will is not doing what you darn well please. That's a very gross level of free will. Free will is the ability, the conscious ability to make choices. Okay, I don't particularly like this thought. Okay, so I'm choosing to change it into something that's more joyful and more loving. Okay, that's an example of using your free will. Okay, I'm going to choose a different outcome because this one has been sucking for 10 years. But let's do a different one. Now, you don't have to necessarily know, though, what the different choice is. If you just make a choice to have a different outcome, then that's going to set in motion in your universe a different experience. See, where we think, where we get stuck is we think we've got to experience the same old stuff all the time, the same old thoughts, right, like a broken record player. You know, you get a scratch on the record player in the old days, right, and the needle just stays on it and just same old song every day. You know, I had that occurrence when I went into credit card debt, and every morning I woke up thinking about my huge credit card debt, and that weighed on me every day. And I realized, God, this is a broken record that's playing every day for how many months now, and then it went into years, and it was because of some miracle that I did physically that broke that pattern. But I realized when I would be thinking about it every day, oh, this is what it's like when other people are in credit card debt and financial chaos. It's like, yeah, you can't get it out of your mind. You wake up thinking about it. You go to bed thinking about it. But I got out of it. I got out of many of those kind of situations. I didn't quite know the power of choice back then consciously. But, you know, I prayed. I prayed very deeply for an out, for another way. And it came, but it didn't come fast. It kind of took some time. So all of you that are kind of stuck on the rut, don't give up. You know, your miracle will come probably when you least expect it. So free will to me is the conscious knowing that you can make another choice about your thoughts, about your emotions, about your spirituality, about how you do life on the earth, how you do your business, how you do your relationships. So I hope that answers this question.
Yes, I hope so. And Dan, if you need more clarity or have anything more to say or a comment, please feel free to use your webcast page again. We're not going to be able to take telephone callers tonight given the time constraints. So what I'm doing here is looking for some of the questions that will help the most people. And Kenji, what you've just said, I think, basically addresses this next question, but I'm going to mention it anyway. Afsana, I believe, is how to pronounce it, is writing in and saying, you know, that this person struggles with harmful habits, such as smoking, and has tried different energy works, hypnosis, acupuncture, and so far nothing has helped shift the energy that's at the base of self-destructive habits. Can you comment for this person as well as others?
Well, again, you know, we buy into certain mass conditionings, like we're taught, even in this so-called New Age movement, about certain things will supposedly produce certain results. These things are good and these things are bad. So still, if you have that duality going on, this is good, do this and you'll be healthy, you do that and you're going to die. Well, we're all going to make transition anyway. But here's my feeling on all this. It's so if you don't put a judgment on whatever you're doing, that is very helpful. If you don't put any kind of judgment on it. Another thing is, whatever you're doing, love what you're doing and don't regret it and don't feel guilty about it. Because who's to say? You know, you've heard these stories of yogis in India eating glass. Well, that's very stupid, right? One can bleed to death. Well, they've documented it. Nothing happened to them. You know, there's people that levitate, you know, and science say, you can't do that. And the ones that do, they call them a fraud and a fake. There's people that can go without breathing. Well, that's not possible. There's people that can teleport, because they're not going to tell too many people, though. Now, you're not supposed to be able to do these things. So you can transcend anything that you do, but we suggest that you love whatever you're doing, love it as God would love it, because God's not judging that. Only you are judging it. And then stop fighting yourself and feeling bad and guilty that you're doing something that they say is going to kill you. Who knows? It could enlighten you, for all we know. Good to chuckle.
I was in read at the same time. We have a question from Johannesburg that I think relates to what we've been talking about. There's two questions here, actually. The first is, how can I be more open to receiving and allowing food, money, employment, family, friends, etc. into my life? And a comment after mini life review. And a follow-up comment that I think many people can relate to is, how can I undo my negative vows that I made in relationship to money and employment, because I used to attract people with addictions into my life? And we do have several questions on money and employment, prosperity.
Well, maybe the first thing
more
you
than
can
several.
Do is go, okay, I'm done with that. That's a choice now. I'm done with that. Now I'm choosing to draw in like-minded people and people that appreciate me, people that respect me and all that. See, you can draw into your life any kind of person that you want. You don't have to be stuck with dysfunctional people. And they're only dysfunctional because they haven't tapped in to the reference point as the soul. And so they appear to be doing these dysfunctional things, crazy things. And it's only because they're not grounded, they're not centered, and they don't have a desire yet to move forward. And we got to say, though, you know, moving forward, it takes a brave soul. It takes a really strong-minded person to choose to move forward in spite of what's going to happen. Because if you want safety and if you want to know how it's going to be when you make this decision and new choices, forget it. Because you're not going to—it's you're moving into the void. And we're creating these new reference points. So maybe intellectually, if you will, you can think of it this way, that instead of having dysfunction as a reference point in this world, that you can begin to anchor and ground into this world the reference of loving people.
Got it.
You don't have to be stuck with dysfunctional friends that don't understand you. Now, mind you, we're not here to convert anybody, you know. But, you know, I was thinking about, you know, 90% of the Western world is Catholic, some level of Christian. And the people I think like us, we're not a high percentage. And so those people right now have a belief system about us, and I don't need to go into that because you know what it is. And so obviously it would be very difficult to even have a conversation with these people because they're going to try to convert you. But the main thing is, no matter what kind of people that you see in your world, if you just become a pillar of a clear and conscious, a clear and perfect channel, that's all really you can do for others, the world situation. It just be clear within yourself and go about in the marketplace being that pillar holder of love and light and your own truth. And that will begin to shift just automatically. It will begin to shift your environment. So we're learning, instead of trying to make change in the world, we're going to be that change that we want. And then we're going to notice, oh, my God, my parents, who haven't talked to me in years, they're talking to me now, and they're actually relating to me. See, those things can happen. My spouse, who just has always been angry with me on a certain level, all of a sudden he's not even going there anymore. And we didn't say anything about him not going there. He's just like not going there, or she's just not going there. So it's funny how these things happen. But I'm going to give you another example. Dr. Emoto, you know, has done his research and photography on the power of certain vibrations and how the crystals in water reform. See, so your body and your brain is just like that. It can reform and reset itself through loving thoughts and thoughts of well, let's see. A lot of us really get down on ourselves. We're hard on ourselves. So if you choose another way of looking at yourself, more in a kinder, gentler way, your brain as a crystal, your energy field as crystalline in nature is going to reset itself back to a more coherent, geometric pattern. Isn't that cool?
Totally cool. And it really relates to a conversation we just had with Clayton Nolte. Here's a question from Carrie in Florida. Is the new earth you speak of a state of awakened consciousness or a physical place?
Both.
That's Carrie from Florida.
Both. So my understanding is there is another earth, an alternative earth. We don't know when this earth is going to reach the state of this other alternative earth. But it was kind of like an intervention in the plan, this new earth. So we do have information from the other side that there is, in actuality, in the higher dimensions, 5 through 8, basically, although it encompasses all the dimensions. But so if you had a 5th to 8th dimensional telescope, you could actually see this earth evolving. So I don't believe there are any bodies on there yet. I don't know if there are any animals on there yet, but the vegetation is there, the water's there, the trees, all of that's there. So I guess it's like, well, here's the thing. If we have low thoughts about ourselves, we won't be able to go to new earth, whether it's in our consciousness or in physicality, so to speak. So the main requirement on the flight to new earth is no carry-ons allowed, which means no emotional baggage. So your emotional body is really, really important that you make it so that it's a clear and shining vessel. Same for your mental body. You know, having a mind that's very clear and not all cluttered up. And of course, if you ask me, well, how do we do this? We just say, well, for starters, you can listen to the show and really receive the activation, and that's a start. And then if you want to move further into, like, how do you do this, then you would purchase a soul package. And that is a more advanced, in-depth, experiential, oh, wow, we just went into the quantum really deep, and I've never experienced this place before. And then you just spend a number of days and weeks and wow, and oh, my God. And then the question's going to come, all right, now how do I integrate this into my daily life, right? See, and that's the tricky part. But you can choose a thought like, okay, I'm just going to very naturally and effortlessly ground this blissful state into my daily life. And you don't have to know how to do it. I'm a believer, and you don't have to know how. You just have to receive and then become it. So there's like these steps to receiving. You receive something from within. You integrate it into your field, your presence. It eventually goes into your body. And then you begin to become it. So now you're acting through that new vibration. And that affects world change. It's got to.
Thank you, Kenji. That was a great answer. And Carrie, thank you for that question.
Mm-hmm.
Bianca from San Rafael asked a question about how long should we meditate, like how many times a day or for how long in days or weeks? And when would you expect that one could see change or improvement?
Okay, so you're going to go find the local cave there in San Rafael, Marin County. I used to live in Berkeley and whatnot. I know that area. Maybe go to Muir Woods, whatever. Go find a nice cave and meditate in there for 7 straight days with just a candle. And you're going to chant your holy name. And let's see, if you do this diligently for 7 days, it might take you 44 or more lifetimes. And then you'll be enlightened. See?
I'm guessing you're joking.
That was humor. That was humor. There are no caves in San Rafael. There's just a lot of cars and traffic. You know, I say it only takes 10 minutes to really tap in. 20 minutes is really good. You know, a half hour is really good. If you wanted like a parameter or a reference, I would say anywhere from between 20 and 30 minutes on the average, either in the morning or in the evening. Right after you get up or before you go to bed, to quiet. No music, just quiet if you can. Out in nature is great also, but just to tap in. And you can use this activation that we're going to do on the show as an example of how you tap in. It's not hard. It's just basically just follow the instructions that we're going to do, and then you can get your own idea of how you create your own meditation, because everybody's really different. Everybody has a different physiology, so no two brains are going to think alike, and no two heart chakras are going to be alike, and same thing with your emotional body and your mental body. We're so unique.
Thank you, Kenji. And Wendy from Christchurch, New Zealand, is mentioning, and I've heard this from many other people as well, that she and a lot of her friends are feeling very tired and unmotivated. And they know that miracles are possible, but they can't seem to move on.
Yes. Oh, I just got told this in. We're probably going to be in Australia next year, so that's your neighbor for all you people that I know in New Zealand. Get your butt over to Sydney or wherever. Yeah, that's kind of a dream of mine to like go to Australia. I love Australia and Canada.
Yes.
I don't know why. But just, you know, Aboriginal connection, you know, Australia, I'm sure, and the Maori people in New Zealand. So getting back
I'll help connect you if you choose to do that.
Yeah. Wonderful. Okay, what was the question again?
We're both traveling,
yeah.
Imagining our trip to Australia and New Zealand. The question was, hello, Kenji, that she and a lot of her friends
are very tired,
no motivation.
Yes.
They know miracles are possible, but can't seem to move on. Also sending you lots of love.
Okay. So these are also the people that have come to the retreats, including myself. There is a period when you come back from these retreats or an event where you become your body, not you, but your body becomes very tired and almost lethargic, and your brain can't kind of do admin stuff, and you don't want to go do your emails or Facebook, and you just kind of really can't do anything for a while. It's almost like your brain shuts down. Well, okay, so there's that one aspect where it is your brain is attempting to recalibrate to these new quantum frequencies, this intensity that we're feeling. Now, there's another component. If there's unconscious resistance, it's also going to make you tired. Like on some level, if you are resisting the trusting and moving forward, even though you can't see what your next step is, but you know you've got to move forward and take another step. If there is any kind of resistance, they're like, oh my God, I got to know. Like you're the kind of person that's got to know before you take the next step. That could make you tired. Just think about that. And we suggest that you graciously give that one up so you can just move forward without knowing. And, you know, and for the human nature, which is so conditioned to safety and environment and same, to make a change, it can be terrifying. It can be not comfortable. But your spirit knows, oh, you know, we've got to do this. So also, you might want to contemplate and meditate if you need to change your diet a bit on a food level and nutritional level to accommodate the intensity. And if you're around people that don't support your evolution, that can make you tired also. There's all these factors, your environment, your nutritional levels, if you don't exercise in one way or another, that could even make you more tired. If you don't get enough fresh air and if you don't drink enough clean water, that can also do it. But the main thing is your spirit is all powerful. So we suggest that when you meditate, you begin to choose the thoughts that basically go, okay, I'm going to breathe in and really begin to ground and center my beingness, my soul here on earth, no matter what. And if you're spaced out and not solely connected, I did a pun on words, solely connected, you're going to be
S-O-L-E?
Yeah. Or S-O-U-L.
That too. Right.
Yeah. Solely connected, yeah. You will be tired. But in part, it's a general kind of condition that people are experiencing across the board, is this sense of tiredness. Make sure you don't oversleep and make sure you don't undersleep. Just make sure you get the right amount of sleep for you. You kind of know what that is. Okay, I hope,
thank you, Kenji.
I hope we activated your awareness on that question.
And we have a question from Evie in North Hollywood, and she's asking, I'm going to make this a little more general. She says specifically she gets pains in her liver area or muscle spasms in her back every time she listens to you. It only happens with you, Kenji. That's what she's
saying. I'm a pain in the liver,
I want to make
it
more general. Hmm?
Yeah. You know, it should be a pain in the neck. Okay. I'm a pain in her liver. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, you want to take care of the pain in the liver, obviously. But you can look at and just send your liver a lot of love every day. And do things that will cleanse and tonify your liver, which could be related to your back pain, or it could be vertebra stuff as well. But you guys know what to do. And if the excuse is, I don't have the money, people can always do trades, and people can always gift other people. You know, we had a person that was gifted the whole trip to the last retreat. Now, how often does that happen? I mean, she didn't even ask for it. And it was from a person that she hadn't known that long in her life. And maybe there was another person that got gifted as well. But so these things can occur. So if you want to do something and you believe you don't have the money, ask. Okay, I'm choosing to be here because I believe this will help me in my spiritual growth, which is the most important thing. And then let it go. You don't have to know how you're going to get there, because miracles do happen. And when two or more are gathered, miracles do happen.
Thank you. And I'm hoping that that helps a number of people, including Kathy, who also wrote in about kidney issues that she's had for a number of years. And I think what you've just said also helps with some of these questions that have come in about prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
And know that you are getting lots of love notes and lots of appreciation notes.
Oh, getting back to the poverty thing and vows. All right. So you guys can do a funny thing right now before we do the activation. So many people have these money issues going on. Okay, so take a deep breath, and you're going to use your imagination, what we call it, your imagination. It's not really, it's a real thing. It's a very powerful tool that consciousness has. But we on the earth plane, the traditional people, they don't value imagination. They just think it's like a fantasy level thing. It's not really real. But it's as real as your right finger in this world. So imagine that you're using the power of your consciousness and your higher mind. We'll do this really playfully. So just take all your vows of poverty and lack and service to mankind without being paid, you know, all those good Catholic vows that you did, all those lifetimes. The monks made all kinds of really wonderful vows, you guys. it doesn't necessarily have to do with the church, but it's on some level of like religion and spirituality, these past life vows or vows that we made in other worlds, in their timelines. So if you're really sick and tired of those vows now, you're going to gather them all up and put them into a nice sack, a nice white-colored sack made out of linen, let's say, or terry cloth. And just tie it up nice and neat. And just take it up to the karmic board, whatever that means for you. Just take all that up. You're going to ask for a guide that's going to be like your, yeah, like your representative to the karmic board. And on an unconscious level, and like within 2 seconds, you're going to tell the karmic board how much you have succeeded and fulfilled beyond imagination all those vows. And now you're done. You're done with it. You're finished. And just give it over to the karmic board. All right? And just come back into your body. See, it can be that easy. It could be that playful. It's going to affect your brain now. Not to say that you win the lottery tomorrow, but you're going to feel a lot better about yourself and your situation.
So we did those, great, we and did I really felt that.
Yeah, we did those vows because that was the thing to do back then in those places and those realms and those worlds. And we did it really well. Why we carried it over to this lifetime? Well, I guess it's just to understand now that it's done. It's done. And now I can receive financial value for who and what I am. Isn't that cool? And each of you have a different value. But it's all very high value. We're all high value beings. Every one of us.
And I'm thinking now might be a great time to experience the activation.
Okay.
And we didn't get to all of the questions. There are many, many more that have come in. And we do want to hear from you about, you know, what you experienced during the activations. But perhaps now we could actually move into that activation that might answer some of the unanswered questions.
Yes.
Does that feel right to you, Kenji? Does that feel right to you, Kenji?
Well, it could feel left to me, too. Oh, she got that.
You're playing with me.
That's good. We've got to balance both sides, right?
That's true, yeah. Absolutely true.
That's true, right? Left brain's going, well, what about me? Okay, what did you? Yeah, okay, so this is going to be, I won't say it because your mind might slightly get in the way. But it'll be obvious the kind of activation this is going to be, and it's going to be a little sampling of what's in the show package for you. And just because it's a sample doesn't mean it won't be powerful. It can be very powerful. In fact, you know, we're doing activations now. Well, I will soon when I'm really in a playful mood. But we could do in the future, in the near future, we could do these 7-minute activations that will be just as powerful as the 35-minute activations I used to do in the earlier days on the radio shows. See? So we can condense, and you can condense. What took you so much in physical time, you can really condense it down to just a few minutes. So you have to think quantum. Quantum means anything is possible. Okay? And you're all weird, so this is good. Yes. Weird is good. You want to really get that. You know, some of these kids, they know they're kind of weird, so they kind of hold back and don't really share the essence of who they are because they think, they believe, even their peers are going to think they're a little weird. And whenever I hear that from a kid, I go, you are weird, and you should be proud of being weird, and weird is good. Because if we're all weird, then we're all normal. We're all quantumly normal weird. That's good. You want to be unique. All right. Okay, so for those of you that haven't collapsed already, okay, we're going to make your body comfortable. And make sure at the end that you have water to drink. And please don't listen to this if you are driving your car, because you could end up on the other side of the moon. How did I get here? Okay, teleporting my car? How's that possible? All right. Collapsing time? Ooh. Okay. So you're going to center your awareness, not in your body. So take a deep breath and feel the light just moving through your body and opening up all the pores, molecules and atoms and space in your body so that your body begins to feel porous and fluid. Fluid. You know what I mean by fluid? Like breathable cotton, right? It's really going to expand in and out, that kind of fluidity. So take this fluid light, breathe in through the nose and exhale through the mouth, and take this fluid light into the brain, down your spine, move it through your liver and your stomach, all your joints. Let it move into your energy field that's around your body. And imagine that your body is becoming non-local, meaning it's not set in one physical place. That is becoming so fluid that it has many possibilities. So keep breathing this fluid light through your cells, your organs, your field, until you begin to feel like it's pulsating, like it has a heartbeat or a heart rate. Just like the universe pulses. Now you're going to ground the body so it feels safe with the Earth Mother. And you can imagine that you are holding for your physical body this very supreme, supportive, loving space that's just full of wonderful, loving energy. Now, we're going to call forth, because everybody can relate to this, we're going to call forth from the animal kingdom or the fairy kingdom a guide that will be with you on this journey we're going to take shortly. And you're going to invite this beautiful guide to be in your personal space, in your mind, in your consciousness. Okay, still feel the body becoming very fluid and grounded with the earth. We're going to call forth everyone that you are connected with to receive. And we're going to ask your ancestors and pets to also receive. And we're going to ask all those that you are having difficulty with and those that you've had difficulty with to come and receive as well. And those from your future that you would have had difficulty with, but now that you are changing, we're going to invite them to receive as well. And we're going to call forth all beings of Christed consciousness to come forth for all of you to create a beautiful sphere of Christed light and awareness for all aspects of you, for your inner child, for your emotional body, your mental body, your soul, your physical body. And whatever your body is experiencing, just simply let it be. Now we're going to ask you to detach from tribal consciousness. This world as you have known it, this physical world, detaching from the chaos and confusion and pain of this world, from your pain body, from your emotional body, from your intellect, from all of that. And you're just going to let this world be and begin to feel yourself drifting non-locally now, beginning to move through these pillars of light, moving through the portal or the stargate, if you will. With your beautiful guide. And you're going to see a what looks like a beam of distinct light. It's a source light. So it really doesn't have a color. We'll just call it source light. And you can know it as a beam of light. And you're going to begin to merge with your beautiful guide onto or within this beam of light. And this beam of light is going to begin to take you through the dimensions of your world. And as you begin to leave the physical world, you'll be moving into finer and finer realms of thought and manifestation. Going to together move into what is called timelessness, that which is beyond space and time. Some call it the void. We're going to be moving into and towards through this source light vibration. The still point of your I Am presence, your God self. Simply let go. Drifting deeper and deeper within. Moving towards the core. Beginning to feel the vibrations of this incredible internal, eternal peacefulness and tranquility. Moving towards the stillness of the still point, of your spiritual zero point. We're moving past all form, all colors, tapping into the primordial sound of creation. I am resetting my life. I am resetting my physical embodiment, my emotions, my thoughts. I am recalibrating into new earth consciousness. Now, with deep within the still point, as an I am presence, you're going to condense, if you will, this vibration. You're going to condense it dimensionally, vibrationally, into a very small, tiny point of light, shall we say. You're going to condense it to the size and shape that you can comfortably begin to bring this back with you to this physical world. So with your guide, begin to move very gently now back towards the earth and your physical body with this condensed energy that literally can fit in your shirt pocket. And as you begin to gently come back to your physical body here on Earth, you're going to magically and effortlessly begin to create for your physical life this new reference point for all levels of your earth life as you can receive it. Now, it will be stored, if you will, in your energy field, in your presence around your body. It will also be stored in your storage area that's connected to your physical brain, in your physical body. And as you are ready to receive the downloads, it will be given unto thee according to your belief and trust in divine right timing. We're going to ask that this pearl of wisdom be divinely protected, if you will, with the angelic crystal shield. And you're going to feel certain columns or pillars of light that are being reestablished in your field around your body. This is for stabilization. So now begin to breathe in that pure gold from source. A very pure, light, golden, actually, they're droplets of golden light, millions of them. So you can allow these to be placed geometrically within your field and in different parts of your body. And this will help with the integration aspect. You can see them as little streamlets of golden light, droplets of light, liquid light, little tiny balls of light, sparkles, sparklets of light. All right, we're going to give some of this to the Earth Mother through the feet. And we're going to allow this to go to all parts of the earth that are ready to receive this in their heart. So it will naturally go to all beings, all individuals, animals, etc., that are ready to receive. It will naturally go there. You're being a conduit, a clear and perfect channel for the transmission of the power of grace. So as you come back to your body, move into becoming very present, holding that stillness now within the mind, within your emotional body, within your physical body, within the brain, within the heart center. Coming back more present, more alert, more awake, more of who and what you are, naturally. Feeling the current of eternal peace moving through your blood, moving through the nerves in your spinal column, moving through all the cells in your brain, moving through your liver, your kidneys, your sexual organs, your stomach, your digestive system, your lungs, your joints, your neck, your sacrum. Now we give you permission to hold this state for as long as you are able. And we give you the suggestion that to integrate this will be easy and joyful, effortless, subtle and profound. We give you permission to be, to truly be ye from the kingdom of heaven. Okay, you can place your hands over your chest or in a prayer position over your chest for a moment, and this will help you to come back fully and grounded. So let's take maybe 2 minutes to come back on your own. As you come back, tap into your guide that was with you on this journey. You can communicate with this guide at any time in meditation. So as you're ready, slowly open the eyes and be in the now.
Kenji, that was magnificent.
Thank you.
And I think we probably still should be a bit soft and gentle. And we invite your comments about your experience with this activation when you feel ready, if you feel ready, if you care to share.
Oh, good luck typing.
Kenji, when you feel ready, would you ease into talking about your special offer in case people would like to go deeper with your work? I bet there's many who would like to.
I didn't get to see it, so I'm not sure what we offered you. Can you give me the title of the package?
Sure. Hold on just a second, and while we're all still coming back, let's be gentle with that. I will pull that up for you so that I can prompt you on that. How about that?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Just give me a moment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here it is. It's the Transcendence series. And you start with activation one is letting go of all illusions.
Can you tell me how many items are in this package?
Sure. You have 12 quite amazing activations here. And you have 3 bonuses.
Okay, let me see here.
And
does
if
it
you're
give a
on
location
your
or a date?
Computer, if you're on your computer, let me give you the link, okay? For right now, your link is You Awakening, that's spelled out U Y O U awakening.com/ live. And as soon as the show completes, and there's been some questions about this, that link will become / replay. But right now, Kenji, it's www.youawakening.com/live.
Okay, just give me a second.
Take your time. How about if I start? Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Kenji has put together quite an astonishing offer, and it's called the Transcendence Series. And he provides for us a series of 12 activations that were all recorded in live events. And what he's really saying is if you're consciously ready to experience the full expression of eternal peace, this is for you. And it's also about embodying your spiritual vibration in service to yourself and humanity. And it's about welcoming your direct connection to spirit and unlimited possibility. And this is all through the Transformative Masters Series Intensive. So this is kind of the best of attending a live event directly with Kenji. And Kenji, are you there? You can chime in anytime.
Uh-huh.
Shall I continue or would you
Yeah,
like
go ahead. To? Go ahead. Continue.
Am I doing okay?
You're doing great.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. The first activation is called Letting Go of Illusions. And by the way, if you want to follow along with this, again, it's youawakening.com/live, and it will become replay instead as soon as we hang up tonight. So again, activation one, letting go of illusions. And it's about building the foundation, bringing in the support team, activating a sacred triangle of light, which heals injuries, addictions that were so frequently mentioned tonight, and trauma. and experiencing the decision making as the voyager, which Kenji oftentimes talks about. It's about opening various channels, communicating with the archangels and ascended masters from your very own heart space. It's about inviting your guardian angel to play an active role in your life, and more. The second one is, activation number two, is moving into the now moment. This is about purifying emotions, reclaiming supreme clarity of power, receiving divine clarity and lung definition, connecting with the Council of 14 for presence and healing. Boy, that sounds wonderful. Mm-hmm. Activate the power, your power, within the Sacred Heart, balancing with electronic devices, repairing and restoring DNA. Activate in full power. Whoa. The third one is illuminate your halo. How cool is that? Mm-hmm. To nourish your senses, eyes, ears, nose, sinus cavity, to nourish your glands and internal organs, to maximize your quantum capacity, to access all that is as you need, to reflect the light of your soul without distortion, to receive supported celestial vibrations, to connect to the great central sun. Number four is the golden threads of healing, and it's activating the chromosomes to detox the body naturally for acute and clear hearing enhancement, to activate inner sight capacity to see the true nature of reality, to integrate the hemispheres of the brain, to activate neurotransmitters for bliss and tranquility, to unify the original eight cells of the body, to remove all neck and throat energies that are obstructive. And I think a lot of people have that experience. Activation five, your lightship journey. Oh, this sounds really cool. Experience a personal lightship journey, time travel with the masters, detoxifies, cleanse, and purify the body, experience expansion into consciousness, explore the field of imagination and possibilities, travel into deep inner space, and call in the nature spirits to help you with your inner journey. Activation six. Wow, I mean, that already seems like so much. Compatibility waves. And in this attunement, you'll be guided to shine the light into the shadow, surround your body with the octahedron, experience the conductors brought to you from the stars and deep from the earth. Mm. Retrieve parts that have been spaced out. Receive vibrations of peace into the spine and through the skin. Invite messages from angels. Open to the childlike simplicity of life. And Kenji, you're such a master of that. Activation seven, vibrational spectrums and divine balance. This is a brain tune-up to facilitate your capacity to heal the body. And in this, it's about creating increased storage room in your brain, breathing in the cleansing violet light, discovering how to simply allow, and we did have some questions about that, reorganizing and refining for simplicity and connection, experiencing more coherency and cohesion to heal the body. I think that's so, so important. Mm-hmm. Remove yourself from illness, disease, and malfunction. Connect with Venus, Cassiopeia, the doll universe. Activation number eight, angel blessings. Receive a blessings, download. Receive instructions for self-downloading. Seven, breath, connection to the earth. Conscious delta waves, release tension. Feel the presence of the white buffalo for the support from the earth. Using the affinity sign in the hemispheres of the brain. Activation number nine, Song of God, Rebirthing Instructions, calling forth the archangels, masters, and mineral support, receiving the support of your home world and soul group, emerald grid support for your body with the earth, power animals and land support, sacred, removing all self-imposed limitations, barriers, and restrictions, telepathic abilities and self-expression, connecting to the masters and the power of the sun. Activation 10, voyage into the field of oneness. I am a clear and perfect channel of divine presence. Facilitating time travel, breathing into your future, triangulation of light, shifting your financial world. Lots of questions on that tonight. This now moment extended into the future. Breathing harmony, vibration, and coherency into your second chakra. Just two more here. Activation 11, the reality of spirit. Experience the breath of the universe as it breathes you as you. How powerful is that? Merging with love and grace, love and allowance. Imagining all your needs are met beyond your wildest anticipations. Releasing all illusion, moving into the realm of spirit. Move into the presence of the archangels. Call the power of the dolphins, orcas, whales, as messengers and wisdom carriers. Deep communion with divine support. And the 12th one is, and this is the last one, is forever blessed. Receive birthday blessings from the universe. From Venus, Pleiades, central star of Orion, and more. Receive birthday blessings from your soul group. Focus and receive from behind the heart chakra of duality. Purification of the ego, blessings of the wind, and breathing your light and connect Voyager to Voyager. So, wow, my God, that's quite a package. And we're not done yet. And I'm just going to summarize out of respect for your time. There's a bonus called Energy Adjustment. It's an audio file, 25 minutes. And Kenji leads us through amazing quantum experiences. And you know what that's like from just having experienced such a powerful one. And this one specifically is energy balancing through the pineal gland and the axis and directed through the spine. And it's about expanding that quantum state, receiving vibration, returning to original blueprint, directly connected to source. This is really about anchoring that. And bonus two is the interview with Kenji and Pargesh.
And she's from Australia?
Yes, she is, which is where we're all going.
She was just at the last retreat. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And you got a nice message that you're very welcome in Melbourne. Okay, mm-hmm. And that's to reach out to those affected with breast cancer and similar illnesses. And this really is, on a broader level, a message for anybody who's ready to burst through the illusion of suffering. And the third bonus is the Dream of Remembrance. It's also an audio file. And you get everything immediately, by the way. It's an auto response. At the time of purchase, you get everything immediately. It's 35 minutes. And it's an inter-quantum journey into clearing the imprints and ancestral conditioning of breast, lung, and lymphatic cancer and other illnesses. In the 7-minute silence, you can rediscover the soul of you and receive the blessings of your next evolutionary step, releasing from the bondage of suffering and pain. You can allow your spirit to guide you in this infinite possibility. And the benefits are ongoing, so it's recommended that you listen to this activation on a regular basis until complete. And we have many wonderful testimonies. We know that Kenji's the real thing, right from our own experiences tonight. And Kenji, I have a couple of questions that came in relating your offer that came in from some of our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
One is, when would you suggest listening to your recordings? Is it good to listen before you go to sleep, during sleep, or when you first get up in the morning?
I would say either morning or evening. Although
okay.
people have this habit of playing it in a loop to go to sleep. if I did that, I'd wake up with a headache just from too much energy. But some people do that. They'll just go to sleep to these activations. Just as long as you don't get a headache, which means in this case that you listen to too much or too long.
And Kenji, can you listen to one at a time? So like if you wanted to work on letting go of illusions, can you loop that during the sleep state?
Well, I recommend that people listen to each item until they feel like they've got it or pretty much got it before they go to the next one.
Okay, that's great advice.
Yeah, I've had people go through these packages really quickly, and that's not the idea to, like, do speed reading through these activations, if you know what I mean. It's really good to sit with it and absorb it. So
repeat.
You can do it daily. You can do one item daily for, like, a week, 2 weeks, a month even. You'll know when you're kind of done with it, then you can go to the next one.
Okay. Okay.
And then I suggest, when they feel like they've gotten all of it, then to go through it in sequence, and they can do it several at a time, like at one time. But, you know, a lot of people still, to this day, they'll just totally go out and don't remember anything. And that's okay. You will get used to it at some point to where you'll be present. But it's okay.
And if you do go out, if you do cross over, does that mean that you're taking it in on a subconscious level?
Yeah, your body's getting it for sure, which probably maybe needs it the most, along with your brain. So, yeah, it's okay. In fact, I kind of like it sometimes when I receive activations from other people, like to just totally go. It feels so freeing. But, you know, either way is really good. It's just that, like, I'll give you an example. When we did Darius last time, it was the first time he stayed in his chair in I don't know how many shows. He had been collapsing on the floor on his own since pretty much the first or second time we did a show. So that's over, like, two years worth. And he finally stayed in his chair this time. And he really got a lot out of it, he said.
Great, great.
But it depends. You know, if you need to leave your body, then, yeah, that's good. If you need to stay here, then you will be present. But sometimes if it's too much for the brain, you'll just go out. You'll just pass out. Not pass out, but, you know, you just have an out-of-body experience and you won't remember where you were. But I usually tell people if they ask me, well, where did I go? And I says, well, you went back to source. Because that's generally where you want to go anyway when you leave your body. Although maybe some of us can float out there in the astral plane. You don't really want to do that. You want to, like, go directly home, collect your $200, and then come back to your body eventually.
And that was one of the questions also that came through tonight that we didn't have a chance to get to. The question was something like, you know, when we go out of body, where do we go?
Some people.
There was also another question that came in tonight about sometimes feeling tired after your activations. Is that normal? Is that okay? You know, is that
Remember
part of the integration process?
Remember we spoke about that before, at the beginning of the show? Yeah, that can be kind of normal. And it's, again, it's one level it's resistance. Another level it's just your body's not used to it. Your brain's not used to it. There's another level which we don't recommend, but it's going to be in the future. But, you know, we're so conditioned to process these experiences, and we don't need to process it. You can just go to the end place of being a manifestation of that shift. But people are still conditioned to go through a process, processing the energies. You don't need to do that. But sometimes, if you're really good at processing it, you'll get tired. And you'll just want to sleep for a while. And that's okay, too, because that's a body's way of its attempt to deal and handle with the new frequencies and the release of all this old stuff. So the releasing part can make you tired too.
Kenji, I'm so happy that you brought that up. Mm-hmm. I really believe that some say that the difference between transformation and transmutation mm-hmm. is that transmutation implies that we can make a shift without it being step by step by step by step or with all the processing, that we can just simply shift upward in vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe that's possible.
Yeah, well, that is. But at the same time, you don't want to neglect your stuff. So if you still got stuff going on and you attempt to ascend, it can be painful. You've heard too many stories now of Kundalini rushes, and the person had still blocks in their spine, and they were like so-called negatively affected for like years. So we don't want you to end up with chronic back pain because your fire rose and it hit this emotional blockage that you didn't know you had there behind your third chakra, and you end up with lower back pain or kidney failure or something like that, you know? So you want to be wise and you want to take care of your stuff. So this work also can do two things. It can instantly transmute or collapse stuff, but that's given that you have done really your homework and you just needed a little assistance and a little push. And the other aspect is if you haven't gotten to everything, like if you haven't unpeeled the onion completely, this energy will bring stuff up for you to look at very graciously. It'll be right up there in your face, but graciously. It won't be like slapped in the face thing, but it'll be like right here, like, oh. I get so many stories. Oh, well, I thought I had already dealt with that years ago. Oh, God, look, now another level came up. Very surprised. Yeah, so this energy will get to the nitty-gritty levels. And so we just tell people when stuff comes up, you just handle it very graciously, like your God self would. Bless it. Don't judge it. For sure, don't judge anything. Bless it. Accept it. Be with it. And then you're done with it. So, you know, chronic anger can be dealt with in one sitting, in a sense, one activation, if it comes up. And all that really is just energy that you suppressed, that you could not express at the time. So you shut down and you put it away somewhere, deep in your body. And now it's time for it to be uncovered. Remember, we can't take any carry-on baggage onto the flight. They have these new screens now, these new thermodynamic check at the checkpoints, you know, for your flight. And it detects everything, everything in your back pocket, you know, so no carry-ons.
I love that concept and that expression. That's very clever.
Yeah, an archangel gave me kind of that analogy. No carry-ons for Earth 2.
And make that emotional body sparkling clean and clear.
That's right.
That's our ticket to ride.
Yeah, you just flash your emotional body there all nice and shiny. Okay, you can go through.
That's it. That's the price of admission. Yeah. Clearing up that emotional body.
You don't need
therein lies the challenge.
You don't even need your global pass, right? Just go right there.
No. Well, thank you for putting together such a wondrous package. And honestly, you know, being in this business and seeing many offers, it's a shockingly low price for an extraordinary possibility. And I thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Kenji, is there anything else that you'd like to say in closing to our wonderful audience?
Do we have time just for you to read off a couple of sharings from the meditation?
If you'll stay with us, yes, we do.
Sure.
Give me one second.
I have time tonight.
Okay. Uh, Well, I mean, no surprise here. You've got many, many thank you notes and expressions of love and appreciation. And we have Galena from Hilo who says, birthday is on the 11th of April, this Friday. How appropriate to hear this. Mm-hmm. Vivian from Malaysia said, I went home. I saw the place with lots of dome shapes. When I came back and Kenji talked about our guide, I only see purple color.
Mm-hmm.
Tatiana from Toronto said she jumped in the middle of the activation and was immediately transported. Lucinda from Sierra Vista in Arizona said that when we were resetting, recalibrating, something happened she'd never experienced before. She felt a fuzziness in her third eye, which then became very clear. She said it was great. Thanks always. And hope to see you in Lake Louise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a good anecdote for fuzzy third eyes, huh?
From Galena in Hilo. Sorry, that's really a question. We already had her comment. Deborah from Queensland. Now, you want to know about Queensland. Fantastic, wonderful, great, lovely, magical. We will meet in Australia. Come to Queensland. Lots of love, Deborah. And that's where Sydney is. Sydney's in Queensland. Jermaine from Bakersfield, North Carolina, said, my body was cold when we started the activation, and now I'm warmed and relaxed, nearly about to fall asleep. Awesome. That's all in capital letters with lots of exclamation points. Jeannie from Florida, that ruled, all exclamation points and capital letters. You are on fire, my beloved. And, yep, issues typing here. I'm not sure what that means. Kylas, or I hope I'm saying that right, from Mississauga, which is up near Toronto, says, thank you. Walking from knowing to being, namaste.
Mm-hmm.
Each moment with you is bliss. Gabriella from Bellflower said she entered the show late, but she can feel the energy. She felt the energy the minute she connected and will be listening to the replay. Elizabeth from Virginia said she merged with the most beautiful tiger. And she said, do you know that they're not afraid of anything? Totally unperturbed. Talk about standing in my own power. I also do not feel so bad about my several extra pounds now. Hee hee. Thank you, Kenji. Cheryl from Shelton. Absolutely fantastic. What would she goes into a question about subsequent resets. Karen, and I know that this refers actually, from Kalamazoo, actually refers to the earlier exercise. Remember the exercise with the karmic board just before we started the activation?
Mm-hmm.
She said, wow, mine turned into light.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's about it. There were some questions that we couldn't get to. Mm-hmm. We did our very best, and I tried to combine some. And my prayer is that once we went into the activation, that your concerns or questions were handled.
Yeah, you know, these activations, they do this mysterious thing. You know, they help us to have our questions answered in ways that we wouldn't expect. So, as you all know, you know, when you tap in to your source power, your still point, you know, it's that old saying, seek ye first the kingdom, and all things shall be granted thee. Well, it's, you know, there was kind of like a slight variation of this thing of, you know, you tap into your source and, you know, that's where you go to get your answers. That's the only place you can go. So I've always liked that phrase of from the Bible about seek ye kingdom first. So go to the still point first, and all things shall be given unto thee. You know, all your answers to your questions in the time and space that you can receive it and handle it. So let's see. Departing message. So what we're calibrating now, in case people maybe aren't aware of this, so each radio show we do, each retreat that we do, each weekend live event that we're going to be doing, they're all connected. So there is like a purpose. And that includes our online series. So everything's connected. So especially like in the online series, each series is connected. And they can form trinities and other levels of power that way. Each retreat is connected. Each radio show, and they can be different radio shows. They're all connected, and they feed into one another. So think of it this way. So the activation and the energy that we generated as a group tonight is going to affect all the shows that I've ever done. It's going to affect all the shows that will be. It's going to affect the retreats we're going to do, the ones we've already done. So it's like it goes backwards and forwards and parallel in time. So nothing is ever wasted. Each opportunity to receive and experience feeds into the whole matrix of everything that we've ever done, what we're doing currently, and what we will do in the future on all levels. And it's living, organic, breathing. So really, everything's in the now. So everything we've done in the past, this package, even though we did in the past, is a living entity now. It actually has more power now than it did when we presented it. Way cool.
That's the benefit of your evolution and sharing it all with us, as well as all the people in the lives that you touch.
Yeah, see, we each grace each other, so it's really cool. So I guess the we grace each other. That's the parting saying for the day. We grace each other.
The phrase that pays. So blessings, Kenji. And everyone, please join me in sending waves of love and appreciation to Kenji for his existence, for his essence, for his wonderful service, and the great blessing that he is in our lives.
Thank you so much.
I hope you can feel that.
Mm-hmm. Feels nice.
And that it's yummy.
Yes.
Okay, and I give the same to you, to all of our wonderful listeners in this community. Great blessings. Sending my love and deep appreciation. And join us again, and the replay will be available immediately. We've worked that out for you. Okay, much love. And Kenji, if you'd like to stay on the line for a few minutes, we can say goodbye.
Okay. Bye, you all. Thank you for tuning in tonight. We love you. Bye.
Yes. Good night.